Well, hello everyone. Kenji here in the Red Rocks, enjoying the sun today. And I hope all of you are well. I hope you're doing well in spite of. So, we're going to have another 1 hour activation starting in 5 seconds. We're calling in the team, the Pillars of Light, the Councils, and all your buddies, your guardian angels, your healing team, your Council of Light, your home realm, your soul group for support, and all the ancestors that want to support you on this call today. And we're going to invite your pets. Of course, they probably, well, I don't know, they might have some loss and grief kind of things going on. So we can help them as well. So today's topic. Is transmuting loss and grief. So we titled it that instead of healing loss and grief because this will be a journey into your divine alchemy. Magic land. Oh, we got to call in the comedy team because they said you guys might be going through some rough waves today and or in the next couple of weeks. So it's always good to bring in the humor part. And since this is a pre-full moon lunar eclipse event, that will be tomorrow. But whenever you listen to this, it will be your eclipse event. So I have been contemplating this subject for about a year, or maybe 2 years. Finally got around to doing it because world events are dictating. Some people are in great confusion and conflict and not knowing and in some level of, what shall we say, being on guard. In other words, not being relaxed and mellow and chilling out. What is the term? Hypervigilant because of what they see in the news, reading magazines, newspapers, etc. But of course, you guys don't do that. But you're still being affected energetically by world events. So today we're also going to do a triple layer protection for your field. So let's see here, reading over copy here. So this is for anyone that's experiencing loss and trauma of any kind, whether it's loss of your money, your job, your marriage partner, family members, a loved one like a child, or a beloved pet, best friend. And we're being challenged to lose, in a good way, in a positive way, some of our historical values and beliefs that aren't working anymore. Some of you might be experiencing losing your home, and probably many are in this space of questioning their faith. And is there really a God here that's like helping out? So let's see here, comedy team. Yeah, let's go around and just kind of touch all the folks here that are on the call and that will listen to the call and help the heart out. With moving through, for some of you, some very tough places. Now, usually what comes with loss comes, you know, some people say it's like dying, where you go through stages. Well, may or may not be true. But we do know that one of the symptoms or the after effects of loss is grief, sadness, guilt sometimes, some level of emotional and psychological pain, sometimes anger, sometimes disbelief, resistance, and of course, a lot of thoughts in your head that you may be able to not shut off when you want to go to sleep. But we'll help you out with that mind chatter stuff. So as you know, we are all going through some tremendous challenges of faith because the world is collapsing and a new world is being born, although we might not see it in the news, obviously. But there is more light on the planet and there is more conflict on the planet. And each of us are being challenged to understand that we create our experiences here. And that we have free choice because we are a soul to choose another experience. And this is part of your daily practice, is to, when you get into a rut, to just stop, breathe, take a moment, and choose from the heart to experience something different. And it just takes practice. That's something you can do overnight. So today's activation is about helping you to be free of the things that bring you pain regarding loss and or transition of any kind. As you know, I myself, I've gone through my dark nights of the soul. Oh, that's a topic for another call. Thank you for reminding me. Dark night of the soul. Yeah, that's a good one. I've had my share of those. Loss, transition, instability in my living situation, all of that. Not knowing if I would make it through college. And definitely my decades of challenge with money or not enough money. So we understand the pain. So here's what the Buddha taught, remember? Well, maybe some of you haven't studied his essential teachings. But basically what he was trying to teach was attachment creates the suffering and that there is a way out of the suffering. So, how about today that we be open to releasing our attachment of pain regarding loss? And so, if culture over the millennium has taught us pain is not a good thing, pain is can be a negative thing, definitely is a stressful thing. If they have taught us to, like, suck it up, just deal with it, swallow it, all that good stuff, that's probably what we did. And then it gets buried in our field. It gets buried in our records. It gets stuck in our emotional body. And then we kind of don't realize that it has an effect on us as we get older. And that's why we have the Saturn return things, if you believe in that, at least twice in your lifetime. Oh, and by the way, so let's all release ourselves from the effects of any Mercury retrograde today. And bring in your computer to this space as well, so it does not get affected. Because we don't have to be effects of these things. So he basically taught that if we have these emotional experiences and we're somehow energetically attached to that, we get immersed in it. We get so involved in it that we forget that we're involved in it. And that the only way that he saw back then to be free of this is kind of a enchanted neutrality detachment space. We've been teaching for about 5-6 years now, and it works. So the main culprit in this feeling of grief and sadness and whatnot, oh, lost my thought here. Okay, well, let's continue. Hopefully it'll come back. So many of us lead with our emotional bodies, and we make emotional decisions, and we react emotionally to a lot of things, people, places, things, events. And some of us lead with our mental bodies, in that we're always in this thinking space and logical space and trying to figure out this stuff space. So what if we today chose to respond from neither of these bodies and to respond from the realm of our soul and spirit? So let's do this collectively. Let's take a deep breath. Oh, we have to do this little grounding thing here first and relaxing the body. So, simple 7-step breathing process. We're going to do 7 rounds of breathing in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. And we're going to start with the space below our feet. So on the in-breath, take a slow, deep, conscious breath and begin to feel waves of relaxation from below your feet, and then to include your feet, your ankles, your calves, your shin, your knees. And as you exhale, just simply let go. Let go of your to-do list, let go of today, let go of tomorrow, and let go of yesterday. Being in the present moment with your breathing. Second breath in. Going to feel that sense of relaxation in your thighs, your hamstrings, your quadriceps, and the base of your spine, your pelvic girdle, as we say. Third breath in. We're going to feel these waves of relaxation all through your trunk. So that's lower back, all the way up through the digestive organs, your stomach, going up your back, your lungs, and your heart. And fourth breath, we're going to feel these waves of relaxation throughout your arms, your hands, your wrists, your elbows, and your shoulder joint. Next breath, all through the base of your neck, to include your neck, your throat, your thyroid, all the way up to the top of your spine. And in the next breath, your whole face, your jawbones, your TMJ, your eyelids, your tongue, your forehead muscles, your earlobes, your scalp, and your hair. Last breath, space above your head. Okay, we're going to use either one of these versions for grounding, either to envision a figure eight flow, infinity, or the tree of life. And from your most proper point of grounding in your body, you're going to ground deep into the earth. Going to the core of the earth and sending your roots all the way into your favorite crystal or stone that's in the core of the earth, as if you are wrapping your roots around that. Use your breathing to become one with the earth, to merge with the essential spirit of the earth, of Gaia. And you can ask her to help you and support you with your own ascension process as she is going through her ascension process, or moving to the next realm and level of spiritual evolution. And whatever energies you need for your body, allow that to be given to you from the earth. So it could be your liver, it could be your heart, it could be your joints, your brain. And feel as if your body is receiving nutrients, nourishment, and loving support. You can remember your native lives and how you knew how to be one with the earth, or your future aspects of being fully connected with the earth. Okay, let's call in closer your guide, your team of guides, angels and masters, your guardian angel. And we're going to ask you to bring forth your inner child for some deep alchemy for whatever the little one is holding on to that has not been resolved. And this could go back to even childhood. Of feeling some kind of loss, and then the subsequent grief and sadness, loneliness, sense of non-connection, sense of who am I, where am I going, sense of I am needing support and not getting it. Because eventually we're going to move into the realms of where you know all of that was just a bad dream. And here is the real deal. I.e., you are knowing that you are connected and that you can transmute any life experience with joy and with love, with compassion and understanding. Going to call forth the angels of comfort to be with you on your timeline where you are still holding some sense of loss and grief, which might include a sense of failure, not good enough, I didn't quite make it, darn, missed the boat. As you know, your soul has everything that you, the other parts of you, need for this lifetime in moving through all of your emotional experiences. And your soul holds that space of blessings and grace. Actually, let's call forth the angels of grace. So we'd like you to think in a non-thinking way. Think of an experience where you're still holding the sense of loss and grief. Pick the biggest one that's most prominent in your history, and it could be a current situation. And let yourself really feel into it. So what we're going to do at this point, before we proceed, take a deep breath, and we're going to detach from your pain body, your emotional body, your intellect, tribal consciousness, and the chaos of the world, and all aspects of Mercury retrograde. And moving through that arc of golden light, just moving very simply and even deeper into this realm of oneness. Keep going. Take a deep breath if you need to refocus. Now imagine a circle of light that's within your field that is comprised of the masters that have come today to support you. These are masters of love and wisdom, also known as the masters of compassion. Now we're going to use one of the five platonic solids. Those are geometric forms that make up the universe. Icosahedron, dodecahedron, octahedron, cube. Tetrahedron. So choose one of those. Now we're going to bring that vibration into your heart space and then into your body, right into your chest. So we have a multidimensional configuration interfacing your third dimensional body, which also contains all 12 levels. Dimensions. Just move it right into the center of your heart space, right into your still point, right into that sanctuary of the heart. And just allow it to do its thing. All right, so take a deep breath, take your attention away from that. We're also going to call forth the presence known as Kuan Yin, Mother Mary, Sophia, Maria, any aspect of divine feminine that you can relate to. So we're going to call this present forth. And allow a cocooning of this field of grace and blessings around you, around your body. Just breathe into it and have your body breathe into it and move the brain of your body into a receptive mode. Put your thinking process of the brain on pause. Okay, now we're going to think, in a manner of speaking, of situation, event, and experience where you're still holding this sense of loss and grief. That will primarily be in your mental body, your emotional body, and your physical body. Now, use all of your senses to feel this experience. Kinesthetically, energetically, emotionally, psychologically. Use your sense of smell and taste, your sense of sight and hearing. Without any judgment, just merge with that experience and accept it fully for what it is. You're in a detached place, being the enchanted, neutral observer. And using your knowing from the plane of where you are, the soul, the spirit, the I am, you can infuse through your knowing the healing power of compassion into that experience, unconditional love and allowance, forgiveness, whatever you want to call it. Breathing deeply the light. Whatever reactions your body is having, that's all normal. Resist nothing. Keep breathing. Another deep breath. Now, make a conscious decision, a conscious choice. If there is an action that needs to be taken emotionally and physically, make a choice to do that now. This is your follow-up to the divine alchemy process here. If you need to take action with those involved, make a choice. And if you're not sure, just wait. The Buddha, when he was not sure of anything, he just waited and he meditated and he was patient. He didn't take action unless it was directed by his spirit. Feel the presence of that circle of light. All right, we're going to move one level deeper into the realms of oneness. Take a deep breath. Okay, we're going to bring up another experience of where you're still holding a sense of loss and grief. Now, you can invite those people that are involved in this experience into the circle of light, asking their spirit to come forth, their spirit, their soul, to receive. Take a deep breath and continue to receive the blessings from the Divine Mother. Feel that energy moving through all the cells in your body, your physical body, your emotional body, and your mental body. Feel it moving through the empty spaces in those bodies. So it's moving through all layers and realms of your physical, etheric, emotional, and mental bodies. Regrets, being upset, really wanting to be angry, feeling helpless. feeling out of control. Feeling very tired. Feeling numb. Allow yourself from this place of enchanted neutrality to feel those vibrations of resistance and conflict. Not knowing, uncertainty. Let the scenes play out in your mind's eye of this whole process, if you will. Allow yourself to go very deeply into the experience, bringing the light with you into these experiences, that divine light, that light of alchemy, transmutation, transformation. Breathing the power of your I am. Now we want you to call forth the spirit of the person or people involved in this experience, and from soul to soul and heart to heart, allow just a simple, deep connection of love, where you and the others are one, connected in spirit, connected in the oneness. And if there's anything, ask the other person or people involved, is there anything that I need to do with you to come to completeness and closure with this experience? And just wait and be open. And be open to receiving what they can do for you. Take a deep breath. Allow the comedy team to support you. And now be open to receiving the wisdom from this experience and from these people or event. Receiving the wisdom deep within your heart. Allow the energies to move through the spine of your physical body. Okay, take a deep breath. We're going to move to another level deep within the oneness, going even deeper. Now imagine your timeline for this lifetime. And you can imagine and envision it any way that you would like. So you can envision it symbolically, or like a garden that has not been planted yet. It's just a kind of an open space with fertile soil and with plenty of water and sunshine and clean air. However you want to envision this, and from the level of your soul, imagine that you are taking pieces of the sun and you're planting it in your garden, just under the soil, the surface of the soil, or that you're placing these pieces of light along your timeline, past, present, and future. These are seeds of love and compassion. These are seeds of forgiveness. These are seeds of gratitude and appreciation. These are seeds of blessings. And all you need to do symbolically is now water your garden occasionally. And if you're envisioning your timeline in a symbolic way, envision a simple way in which you are energizing your seeds of light. Give your blessings. Okay, let all of that continue to run in the background until complete. Okay, now we're going to take a deep breath and bring our focus to another level now. So you're going to move into the space of your seventh dimensional light body. You're going to align it with your six-dimensional light body and align that with your fifth-dimensional light body. Using your fourth-dimensional light body as a channel or a connection to your physical body for second, third-dimensional levels. All right, so from your seventh dimensional light body, you're going to begin to infuse into your pineal gland through your third eye chakra more light. Now, your seventh dimensional light body is connected to your other five dimensional bodies, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, which is connected with the great central sun. So from the seventh dimensional light body, you're going to transmit from your own knowing light frequencies that will begin to awaken your pineal gland and begin to reposition it so that it does become a receiver of light and a transmitter of light. So you might imagine it's become a little decalcified or a little stuck or hardened. The light is going to begin to dissolve this calcification gently over time in divine balance. It will begin to dissolve the veil All right, through the pineal gland, you're going to transmit more light to your hypothalamus. And then to the thalamus. Then to your pituitary gland. And then to your medulla oblongata, that's referenced at the base of the skull. And now transmit to your limbic system, which includes your amygdala, a feeling and sensation of water, very cool, soothing water, or a very gentle breeze. So what you're doing is bringing a calming effect to your emotional center in the brain that is generally reactive. You can transmit a sensation, a feeling of calm and peacefulness, of joy. And now transmit through the brain to the rest of your endocrine system. That includes your thyroid, parathyroids, your thymus, your pancreas, your adrenal glands, your reproductive organs and your spleen. A feeling of balance, harmony, and balanced spiritual energy. You can visualize a green-blue if you want for calming. If it needs a bit of energy, a red or an orange, even a pink. Balancing a deep blue. Okay, now, from the great central sun, your seventh dimensional light body is going to act as a channel through the rest of your light bodies into your first, second, third dimensional physical body. This beautiful, translucent, golden energy. That is aligning your four lower bodies. It's aligning your elemental, shall we say, your elemental bodies, first, second, third, somewhat fourth dimensional bodies on an elemental level, bringing balance, stability, harmony. Now, feel that golden light moving through your mental body and your emotional body and your etheric body. Feel and envision your physical body becoming filled with this golden light. Every molecule and cell in your body, every space in your field, every level of your field. We're going to ground this golden light with the earth. Moving through your timeline, past, present, and future. It is waking up every molecule of consciousness within you over time in divine right timing. It is beginning to wake up those sleeping areas in your awareness. It is moving through all levels of your inner child. It is touching your ancestors. Your soul group. Your guides. are going to transmit that golden frequency into your nervous system. All right, you're going to breathe it into your digestive system. Resetting your digestive process. Resetting and recalibrating how you ingest, assimilate, integrate, and eliminate the foods and liquids, as well as the air that you breathe. Okay, you're going to put around your physical body three layers of support and protection: golden, rose pink, and green blue. Now, before we conclude this activation that will be ongoing, from your seventh dimensional light body, you're going to hold a space for your physical body to release and let go of all energy that is not yours. Starting with your family. And then your friends, and your clients, your students, and any others. That will include the environment as well. So these are all energies that may have become toxic to your body and your consciousness. Just let it go. Let it be recycled. Remember that circle of light. Okay, deep breath. We're going to come back into physical awareness. Well, those of you that are ready to come back now, and those of you that are spacing out, come back in your own time. But everyone, remember to be grounded before you do your next activity, and drink some water. Water helps to integrate this quantum experience for the cells and organs of your body. Be good to take a short walk today. Get some fresh air. You're bringing back now more of your spirit and more of the light that you are. Back into your physical life. signs that will be given to you physically and or energetically. Pay attention. These are messages. So coming back, more alert, more alive, more present, more in joy, more in love, with more compassion, more gratitude and appreciation for life, for friends, for family. And we give our blessings to all your pets. And your loved ones. Take a deep breath. Being aware of your physical surroundings. As you open your eyes, allow the brain to adjust. You may want to spend a few minutes of quiet time, or maybe go lie down on your right side for a few minutes for further integration. Take another slow, deep breath. Be fully here and present, knowing that all is well. You are loved and supported by many, many beings. Keep your focus on your spirit. And as they say, just do it. So until next time, we send our blessings. Aloha, namaste, om shanti, sayonara, see you later, have a great day.